the Lord's Day Young People Sharing from the August 2022 High School Conference at the Church in Richardson.
And listen, when we share in a meeting of the church, It's a mutual participation. So the ones who are sharing, they're not like, oh, I can just sit here and listen and I'm good. They're the ones who are sharing. We participate by our spirit saying,
Amen.
So you're actively participating, drawing out their spirit. And then as you actively participate, something might stir within you, because a sister or a brother might share something that would be like, whoa, yeah, I remember that. And you might have a feeling to get up and share. You need to cooperate with the inward leading and come up and share.
Amen.
And just so it's clear, I know Brother Nathan made it quite clear, after you share, where do you go? This way. And then go back to your seat. Okay?
One last thing. There's a lot of people here, so let's keep our sharing to about 30 seconds or so. Because if you share for 5 minutes, then 5 people can't share.
Right. We don't give me more.
Your top import, your top enjoyment, what you really enjoyed and want to share with all the saints. We love to hear your portion, but let's be considerate of everyone. Amen. Go ahead, sisters.
Okay, I guess I'm going first. Something I really enjoyed is that we are called to a higher purpose. So no matter whether our goals is to go to Harvard or if it's just to get like in a job and live a great life, we are just still called to be buildings or to be built into the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
I enjoyed the special fellowship about darkness and light and how it's really important to, you know, be close with the people in the church life so they can keep you enjoying the Lord.
Amen. I enjoyed how church life is our family and that we can always go to them if we ever need help.
Amen. This ties into message 6. This is proven by Revelation 21, which says that the New Jerusalem is a composition with the names of the 12 tribes and the sons of Israel and the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Amen.
I've just really enjoyed being with all the sisters. And I'm going to be a freshman, and this is going to be my first experience with public school, so I'm, like, terrified. But it was really sweet. Last night we were just all together, and we were just fellowshipping and praying, and it was really sweet to
Amen.
See others.
Amen.
I enjoyed the point of showing up. So when you show up and your body is present, your mind is renewed. And if you don't show up, you don't get to see or hear. But when you do show up, you see the darkness. And that darkness it's growing with each age. And, you know, you don't want to be living in that darkness.
Okay, while the saints are sharing, we need to control the conversations and keep them to a minimum. In other words, don't talk while they're sharing. Pay attention, and you can just actively participate. And when you hear the Spirit come out, that's when you can say Amen.
I also really enjoyed the special fellowship that the saints are your home and your family. You can always try go to your friends from school and stuff, but you'll never get the same response and the same feeling that you will with the saints.
I really enjoyed the same thing with the special fellowship about how the saints are always there for you, like no matter what you need, like they are family. Like I have so many like second moms in the church life. Like whenever my grandpa got sick, there were people bringing over food, taking me to school, to practice, to driver's ed, you know, going grocery shopping for us, bringing back his medication. It was so encouraging just hearing that.
I appreciated seeing life and building through the entire Bible, right? The entire Bible reveals God's purpose is to dispense himself into man, right? Dispensing himself into man is the building. The building is the mingling of God's life and our life, right? We see many examples through the entire Bible. We have the ladder, right? Heaven and earth being connected. We have all the building materials presented in Genesis and in Revelation, just seeing that God's intention is just to build. And it's also really wonderful to see that the building itself is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And no matter how sinful we are, no matter what our circumstances, God has called us to be builders. I lost my page. Give me a second. And only the grace of the Lord enables us to be builders, right?
Amen.
We don't just wake up and we think, oh, I can build. No, we need the Lord to spread in us, the
Amen.
Lord to work in us.
Amen.
And even practically, how do we become the New Jerusalem? We become the New Jerusalem by fellowshipping with the other saints, right?
Amen.
Getting connected, share the life of all the saints, older, our peers, and younger. Right? The building life is a speaking life, so we can always just dispense Christ to others. Amen. Lord, thank you for life and building.
Amen. I really enjoyed the special fellowship about remaining in the precious church life. And I really enjoyed that we find family in the church life. So by staying connected with this family, we continue to follow the Lord with our companions and making the Lord's heart's desire our heart's desire.
Amen. All right. I enjoyed how out of all the things that God created, it is all just to serve his purpose, which is to mingle with us. Anyways, all the things that he made, like the galaxies, how it works, it's all very complicated, math, all that. But it really, his purpose is not even that complicated. It's just to get into us so man can be with him and he can be with man.
Amen.
So we can't be picky in what he serves us, right? We're under him. So that means what he gives us is our portion. When we have to take it. And then when we take it, then we can be like, yeah, like combined with him. Like we are dirty bottles and he's cleaning us out through his blood. He came down as a flesh. He died for our sins. He reconciled us so that we may be with him.
Amen.
He gave us a choice, too. And there's a menu. The menu, on the menu, lunch, dinner. There's Christ, and then there's the world. A lot of people may take the world because it seems appealing. But we know that Christ is the true great dish. Yeah. Yeah, it's life.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that we are builders of the church. And for his satisfaction and to build up the church, we need to speak.
Amen.
Okay, I really enjoyed this one point from message 6 that one of the brothers made. It says, only the grace of God can enable us to do, like, all these things, like preach the gospel and build up the body of Christ and stuff like that. And, like, we can try to do that stuff on our own, but apart from Christ, we can do nothing.
Amen. I really appreciated that since the Old Testament, the Lord has been longing for his bride, but he wasn't ready because we weren't ready. But now we have all the materials that we need to build up the body and become his bride.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:5. You yourselves also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I really enjoy this verse because obviously we're not perfect, but the Lord can turn us into precious stones for the building of God. And I also appreciated this conference because before this, when I first saw the topic, life and building, I did not know what building meant, at least when it came to the church. But now I know it's the mingling of God and man. So I really appreciate that. We can help build up the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. Before this conference, my thought was, I am a God man with a question mark. But we are God's building. We are God mingled with man. We are God men.
Amen.
What I enjoyed was how we need to meet with the body. And if we don't meet with the body, it's like we're committing a spiritual suicide.
Yeah. Amen.
I really enjoy that our enjoyment of our own life will always run out, but we need to take Christ as life, and this enjoyment of Christ will never run out.
Amen.
Right, like what she said, man has a need. It doesn't matter if you are a good person or if you're a bad person. We all are dead, and we need life.
Amen.
The only person who has this life is Jesus.
Amen.
I really enjoyed how much we need our companions, and what me and a lot of my other, my sisters from my hospitality realized that we without our companions and without the YP meetings and the conferences, we would not be here spiritually. We would just be stuck in the world.
Yeah.
And so I thank you, Lord, for my companions, and
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we have each other.
Amen.
I just really appreciate the special fellowship yesterday. Over the course of the conference, I lost a relative, and I was kind of struggling a lot, and I didn't have any of my family around, but it really felt like it was my family. The hospitality we were staying with, they really poured out. I had just met them, and they started praying right when I told them, and it meant a lot. And the sisters, I'd been staying with, they were, comforting me, and it meant a lot to me, and I just wanted to say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed the wording in Romans 12:2, which says, "And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect."
Amen.
I probably speak for a lot of us when I say that a lot of going into this school year, I'm a little bit nervous because you know how the world can be, right? It can really drag you down. You can really become just tired, not just physically, but like in a spiritual sense because of all this darkness. But what we really need is the renewing of the mind. How sweet that we can just go to the Lord, touch the flowing, the river of life, and then be renewed.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the matter of God's two works, creation and building. God's creation is so beautiful and intricate, but it's really just God's side hobby. God's main focus is his building. The first two chapters of the Bible describe God's creation, but the entire rest of the Bible is for his building. In fact, God's creation is for his building.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your creation and your building.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed that the church life is our real family. And when we moved to Texas, I just felt so appreciated. The saints just welcomed us as our family, as their family. And I think this year I really realized that I really enjoy my time with the saints. The time with the saints and with all the young people is so precious. And from one of the lessons, I really appreciate that our real rest is in the church life.
I enjoyed this section as it kind of went with what was and told me a bit about what was already on my heart at that point. After so many years, I was never built because nothing of God was wrought into me. Rather, I was just giving teachings, such as the 70 weeks in Daniel 9. And this is the way I was taught. I grew sick of these teachings. There was nothing of God in Christ ministered to us.
Amen.
Let us have our teachings not be hollow.
What I really enjoyed was when the brother said, even if I'm this short, I can still be a part of the building of God. And I really enjoyed this because despite being so short, I can still have a home in the building of God.
Amen.
So, oh Lord Jesus, thank you that I can have a home in the building of God.
Amen.
Something that I really enjoy is that God, that the New Jerusalem is not a place. It's an environment of all that Christ is.
Amen.
Something that I really enjoyed was in order for God to mingle in us, we have to mingle in God. Amen.
I realized during the conference that you can have all these things like a good school, a good job, a good house, but none of it means anything if you don't have God. You're a wanderer. Praise the Lord, we're not wanderers.
Amen.
I really enjoyed what Brother Zeke shared about how we have to be the light. We have to keep pursuing the light and shining it on others.
Amen. I really enjoyed this conference and mostly the singing. The singing really shepherds me. And it really shows that we're all just one body.
Amen.
When everyone sings together and it's just one voice, it's the New Jerusalem.
Amen. I enjoyed Brother Hans Michael's sharing on Jacob and how he's a wanderer and how sometimes God puts us through trials so that we realize that we need to make God our first love.
I enjoyed that God wants an eternal dwelling place, and that eternal habitation is us. He wants to be mingled with us for eternity.
I enjoy how we all have to be mingled with God because life won't go the way that you want it to go. But you just need one thing, just God. Amen.
My main takeaway from the reading is that it doesn't matter what type of meeting you attend to, whether it's Baptist, Brethren, or Pentecostal. What makes it a good meeting, innocent? What makes it good is a meeting where you can sense the Lord's presence from it.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love.
So, firstly, I want to thank the saints and the brothers that coordinated everything, and saints in Denton and Richardson for preparing and praying and overseeing this sweet time, right? So I have two verses, one that I've held on to kind of during this last school year and one that I've been recently enjoying, both in 1 Peter 5. 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your anxiety on him because it matters to him concerning you. And 1 Peter 5, 10, but the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. So last night for our group time at this hospitality, we kind of went around sharing one thing that we enjoyed from the conference, and it ended up turning into this very sweet fellowship about personal matters, about things that we've heard from the conference, and all that. And I really enjoyed from this past conference the true and genuine love with which and sovereignty with which God arranged my personal experience this past year in the conference. I had some tough times this year, and I would kind of ask out loud, like, why me? Why would you arrange such a thing? Like, where are you, Lord, right now? And now I know that it was all opportunity to turn to him, to mingle with him, to let him take care of all things. And looking back on those experiences, I know that the Lord was without a doubt working behind the scenes and watching me, loving me, guiding me, and ultimately continue to build me up. So I'm very touched that he's become so real to me, and I found rest and peace with the church.
Amen. I really enjoyed the reading with the brothers from my locality, and not for your typical reasons, but my he's younger than me, one of the brothers, and he kept asking like a bunch of questions. Like we finished reading, but not all of it, and he asked like so many questions, and I was like, brother, man, this guy. But later on, during one of the meetings, one of the brothers said, "You should leave no question unasked." And I was like, "Wow!" And I realized he just wants to learn more about the Lord. Amen. And so, thank you, Lord, for that realization.
Amen. I enjoyed verse John 3:30: "He must increase; I must decrease." In message 5, the brother shared about how we want to be filled with God, and he wants to come in, so we just have to open up to him and give him the ground to come in.
Amen. So one point that really stood out to me from this conference was about how we can build with gold, silver, and precious stones, but we can also build with wood, natural man, grass, flesh, and stubble, lifelessness. So if you want to build with just yourself and your natural ability, you're going to be left with a very flammable house. So instead, we have to build with the gold, silver, and precious stones.
Some of y'all were talking about last night how you were struggling with, you know, just mentally and stuff. And I understand. Whenever I struggle, I ask my friend to pray for me. And I say, "Sister, I need your help. I need your help with this problem." Amen. And she'll be like, "Okay, I'll pray with you." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the beginning of Revelation, the word says the Spirit was saying to the churches, but in Revelation 22, it's the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," which means the Spirit and the bride, they're completely mingled. And that's what the New Jerusalem is, not a physical place, but it's the mingling of God and man. Amen. And I enjoyed Brother Matthew's answer to the question, which was, what is a church? And it's the mechanism by which we can get to God's heart's desire, Amen. Which is the New Jerusalem. And so while we're in the church, we have two prayers. Lord, who can I take care of? And Lord, who is the older saint you want me to be related to? Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed chapter 4 in the book about the precious stones. And in that chapter, it mentions that pearl signifies regeneration. And this is because pearl is typically not created, but it's generated through grains of sand. Pearl is formed when grains of sand, like, wounds an oyster, and it stays in the wound. And so the oyster then produces fluids to, like, combat it, or to heal itself or something like that, and that then produces pearls from the sand. And so we, as humans, are the grains of sand that have wounded Christ. And because we wounded Christ and stayed in the wound, the divine life juice of Christ is dispensed into us, causing us to become pearls for building. Lord, thank you for the building.
Amen. I enjoyed John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the reality, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the way. He's the ladder that's bringing God to man and man to God.
Amen.
And this results in the mingling, which results in the building. And I really enjoyed seeing this vision because, in the Bible, it says God loved Jacob, but Cain was of the evil one. But in reality, they were both wanderers. And it doesn't matter if we're good or bad wanderers. We need a vision. If we're wandering, we need to see a vision.
Amen.
I enjoyed the message over the dispensing and the example of tea. So there was two pitchers, one with hot water and one with cold water. And when you put the tea bags inside the cold water, it didn't really disperse as much. But when the tea bag was in the hot water, it dispersed a lot. Similarly, we're like the pitchers, our heart is like the water, and the tea bag is like God. When we have a hard heart, God won't flow within us as much. But when we have a soft and warm heart, the Lord will dispense throughout us. Amen. Lord, keep our hearts soft and warm towards you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I enjoyed the two-step process for building up the church, which is first is to enjoy and experience this trying God.
Amen.
And then second is to speak and minister your enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
And so I also enjoy this importance of having companions who pursue Christ. And so, for example, let's say like you eat watermelon every day and all the time, but then what if all your friends hate watermelon? So, you know, whenever you eat and enjoy this watermelon, you go, wow, this is so refreshing and so sweet. But your friends are always grossed out whenever you even speak about it. So now replace this watermelon with Christ. You know, therefore, whenever we eat and experience Christ, we need our companions not only to eat with each other, but to speak and minister Christ to build up the church.
That's right.
Amen. Amen, saints. So although there are many points that, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed this past weekend, the point that, you know, stood out to me was Brother Zeke's special fellowship, which was regarding staying in the church life, and more specifically, the light and dark realms. Now, I don't know if it was the same for the sisters, but when Brother Zeke told one part of the message, he said something like, you know, we need strong brothers, you know, strong spiritual brothers who are going to help turn the age. And I don't know about the other brothers, but it kind of reminded me of, like, being recruited for the army. And, you know, in a way we are, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to fight in the Lord's army, his unified and his divine body,
amen,
right? To lay waste to the darkness and to, you know, slowly turn on the light of the world,
amen,
right? Lord, help us turn on this light.
Amen.
Amen. So I really enjoyed that the Lord is the branch, or the Lord is the vine, and we are the branches. So as branches, we are not only one with the Lord, we're also built with the other members of the church, and I found that really important.
Amen.
I enjoyed that as a man, my purpose is to be proper building material for the New Jerusalem and part of God's bride. And I enjoyed the analogies about the gold, silver, and precious stones, and especially that God is typified by gold because they both are indestructible.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and keep this short, but I enjoyed a lot, and I'm not exactly sure how it's going to come out, but praise the Lord. I really, really enjoyed the church this conference. I don't think I've ever seen the church quite so clearly as at this conference. One of the ways the enemy has lied to me over the past couple years is, you don't have friends, your friends don't care, all these different things about your friends don't care, or your family doesn't get it. He wants me alone. But I've really, really seen how I need companions and I need the church.
Amen.
Before True School, a couple weeks ago, I just prayed, Lord, give me a companion.
Amen.
And the Lord answered that prayer here at the conference.
Amen.
I got 9 phone numbers and I have so many sisters in Christ. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I could share a ton more. I really enjoyed the hospitality. I was reminded of an experience and realized that I saw Christ in the church at a young age. And I could tell more, but I just really, really, really saw Christ and the church.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the special fellowship regarding staying in the precious church life. You know, we kind of take it as like a mandatory service to come to the meetings, because growing up, you know, you're like, your parents are pushing you, or you're being begged by some older saint to come to the meetings, and you just kind of don't want to. You're like, oh, fine, I guess I'll come. But then when you're at your lowest of lows, when you feel like absolutely nothing, there's always like a saint. Like, I'll always get reminded of a saint that maybe I could like talk to them about this. Like, I feel like I can't connect to anyone right now, but there's still the church. Even in those dark moments, the Lord always has these saints set out for you, just waiting to fellowship and pray with you.
Amen.
So at every conference, I always enjoy the amount of life and grace there is. And there's
it's just God is with us, and he's there, and he's dispensing life into us. And so this life is going into us, and with this life, we're building, and we're being built up more and more, and we're climbing this ladder, and we're becoming precious stones. And what these precious stones are for is for the New Jerusalem, so we can be mingled with God.
Amen. Oh Lord, I really appreciate how even a wanderer like Jacob could like follow God. Yeah. Oh Lord, please let all the wanderers get closer to you, Lord.
Amen.
I really like the point in Jacob's dream where there are two ends of the ladder, one pointing down to earth and one pointing up to heaven. And how do you go to heaven? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. I enjoy that the saints are here for us no matter what, that we are a family, and the way to build the church is by mingling with God and the saints.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land, God's building.
Amen. I just enjoyed how we have to be part of God's workers and be part of his foundation and just keep building with the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I just enjoyed how God has to transform us into precious stones for the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. So the point about staying in the church life really stuck with me because, well, I think the brother said something about in a few years, half of you will be gone. And that kind of scared me because I was like, oh, well, first of all, that half could be me. And second of all, I'm not going to see half of these people if I were the half that stayed. But and it's also because sometimes I'll find myself straying further and further away from the church and the meetings and not going. And it's to the point where I feel like if I return, I'll have to do like a little like walk of shame. It's like, hi, saints, hi, I'm back. But it's really not like that. It's not like that at all. And I think it's pretty cool that regardless of how far you drift away and how much you become immersed in worldly things, the saints will always welcome you back. the world will not always be there. The church will always be there. The saints will always be there. And we can always come back.
I really enjoyed John 6:35. Jesus said to him, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes in me by no means shall thirst.
Amen.
I enjoy this because Christ should be our only satisfaction.
I really enjoyed the point that the flow has a destination, and although we have all our own worldly goals, we have a higher purpose, and this is to fulfill God's goal, and we have to help him build a New Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed the silver aspect of the materials for the building of the church, and so I just enjoyed the transforming work of the Spirit. And so just like coal goes from coal to diamond, after like a lot of pressure and heating up, we as saints, we go through trials that God throws at us. And so we just need to realize that these trials are meant for us to get closer to God through the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 3, it says, for we are God's fellow workers.
Amen.
And that really jumped out to me, right? It says fellow, right? We're mingling with God. It's mutual. And workers, right? We're doing something. We are builders.
Amen.
You know, it's quite marvelous. Just think about it, right? The almighty, omnipotent God of the universe, right? He has many hobbies. You know, Tim Hutchinson was talking about the James Webb telescope, and you as well, right? It's marvelous. You know, this nebula, that's beautiful, right? This is God's hobby, right? We see the intricacies of the organisms, right? It's beautiful, but that's not God's desire, right? God's desire is that we would be workers with God, right? We're mingling with God, right? How do we know this? It's revealed. From Genesis to Revelation, it's everywhere. Building, 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 right?
Amen.
That's marvelous.
Amen.
So when we see this, brothers and sisters, we should take it as our imperative, our obligation. Be a builder.
Amen.
Take up the contract, right? Like Noah did, 100 years. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brothers in the front, do you guys love your wives?
Absolutely.
Good, 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 good. When you tell them you love them, do you love them even more?
Sure.
Good, good, good. Praise the Lord. When we tell him we love him, we love him even more. Amen. And when we tell him we love him, we are mingled even more.
Amen.
And what is the New Jerusalem? It's the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen. Jesus, I love you.
Amen. So I really enjoyed the gold aspect of the building and how gold is being dispensed into us. And so something that really touched me was the point that we learned that last night that gold is basically indestructible and like it can't tarnish, it can't rust. And so just like God being dispensed into us, once he's in us, he can't be destroyed. Right. Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed that we can't be picky with the portion of Christ that is presented to us, but that we just need to take it in and feast on the triune God.
Amen.
I thought it was cool. The speaker for the first message said that his dad was a really cool aerospace engineer, and he had like stuff on the moon and stuff on Mars. But when he passed away, what he got was just a shoebox of stuff. And it said he didn't have a vision. He didn't have a direction in life, and that we need a vision. And the way to get one is to pray, read the Bible, and sing with the believers.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we need life.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for life.
Amen.
I love life so much, and I like it even more now. Life is the solution to everything.
Amen.
If you don't want to come to the meeting, you need life.
Amen.
If you're just not feeling it, you need life.
Amen.
Even if you have death, you need life.
Amen.
Life is the solution, and life is mingling with God.
Amen.
I was really touched by the fact that anyone can come to these meetings, but to fully take in the Lord, you have to be open and accepting to truly experience Christ.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed how this life causes oneness. And in John 3:30, it says, he must increase, but I must decrease.
Amen.
And in the reading, it was talking about how there was a Cantonese, Mandarin, and American brother, and how just through their own life, they were so separated and there was so much troubles. But through Christ's life, they were all mingled to be one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is life.
Amen.
Christ is life.
Amen.
Christ, Christ, Christ.
Amen.
Christ is our everything.
Amen.
And when man is abiding in God and man is mingled with God, he can solve all our problems.
Amen.
And the church is for us too. Amen.
Amen.
One thing I enjoyed about this meeting was that all of us have a mingling with God.
Amen.
And when we build up the church, if we build up the church, the throne will be there. And how we build up the church is we preach the gospel, we prophesy with the saints, and just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
And something that I enjoyed from the reading was that we're all different, but we have one common thing, which is Christ.
Amen.
And then this Christ in us is life. And life is for building, and building is of life. So, Lord, thank you for your life.
Amen.
I enjoyed in that book, it talks about Christianity and how Christianity, they don't teach Christ dispensing himself into man. They teach, you know, things like be good, you know, give to the homeless, all these different things that are, you know, considered good. But, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, Confucius, really long time ago, taught it like, you know, 10 times better than they're teaching it now. And so, you know, if Christ is in us, we will do those things naturally. We don't need to try. And in the Bible, it kind of reminded me of Paul. He says, you know, of myself, when I try to do good, out of myself I do bad.
Right.
But if he has Christ in him, he will do good no matter what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen. This conference is so enjoyable. I just love seeing, you know, that as we see throughout the Bible, many times there's these men, they have visions. They have visions of God. And in our life, if we don't have a vision of God, how are we going to build for him? Like, it's trying to... Imagine trying to build a house without a blueprint. Like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work out at all. And so, yes, we may have these visions in our life. We have those big experiences of God. At least I've had that. I don't know about you guys. Like, big revelations. And then other times, just going about life. You don't really have that vision. Where's the vision? And how do we get this vision? How do we reveal it? And I just enjoyed, you know, it's a daily thing. It's not just, you know, I saw something of God 10 years ago, and, you know, that just propelled me. It's every day. We have to contact God. Also enjoyed the point on the materials for the building. They were talking about, you know, the precious stones. Many times I feel like, you know, I'm just a piece of wood just in the building. getting crushed by all the other saints. They're the precious stones, and I'm just you know, some like straw or some dirt in the building. But how do we get more? How do we become the precious stone? You know, we got to contact God every day.
Amen.
And he dispenses himself into us. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you.
Amen.
I enjoy the matter we need good companions. And one of the brothers gave a story about a church brother. He got tempted by his friends in college, you know, to go to a party. And instead of, you know, the church, the friends, you know, saying sorry to him, they said, "I knew you were like us." And this wouldn't have happened if he had, you know, Godman friends. But because he had evil friends that infected him. Yeah. And so we just need to have good friends around us.
Amen. Revelations 22:21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen.
Amen.
So when I was in sixth grade, they had us, you know, write our name and a couple of things we liked, and then they told us to put our favorite verse. Then I didn't really know what my favorite verse was, so I just decided, let's flip to the back of the Bible and choose the last verse. So I did. And so it was there hanging up in the classroom, and I had no idea what the verse meant. But praise the Lord, we will always need the grace of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. This verse says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints," but it's also important to share the grace of the Lord Jesus with non-believers and non-saints so that his light can shine in all of us. Amen. Amen.
Ephesians 4:15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ.
Amen.
Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body until the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the part where it says, the more we say, "Lord Jesus, I love you," it becomes more real.
Amen.
Amen. I really enjoyed how the church is the practical way to build up the New Jerusalem. I wrote it like 5 or 6 times on my paper. It's like, the church is that which practically gets us into the New Jerusalem. The Lord is building us into the New Jerusalem. Like stuff like that all over my paper. So obviously I really enjoyed it. And it was just so touching how easy it is. And just being with the saints, that's what's built up the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
The point that stuck with me the most was the mingling of the tabernacle. So the tabernacle is the place that we meet God, but to me it's the building blocks that go into it that really stuck with me. So the two pieces are acacia wood and gold. So gold is wrapped around the acacia wood, and gold signifies God, the Spirit, but it signifies God in this case, the tripartite God. But wood is us, and I never realized that there's a mingling between the two building blocks that build up the church. So even though the tabernacle could be destroyed, he still has the opportunity to build up the tabernacle a second time within 3 days, because that's where the real church is, the mingling between God and man.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoy that I was called into this. So I do gymnastics, and a lot of people sometimes come and ask me if I'm going to go to the Olympics. And for some time, that was my goal. But then a lot of things happened, and I realized that I don't need to go there because my goal is the New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And I was made for the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
We are so blessed to have many companions. And to build up the house of God, you have to have many stones. And if you only have one stone, you can't build a house. But if you have many stones, you can build up the house.
Amen.
Yeah, in that same way, I thought it was super sweet that when God needed a home, he didn't just create one, but he looked to man. He looked to each one of us to be his many abodes. Anyway, saints, we just need to be mingled with God in the daily things for the building up of the New Jerusalem.
I enjoyed what Zeke spoke on last night about how we live in a world of darkness, and this age just keeps on getting darker and darker. But we need to be the light of this world and shine on others. And Brother Zeke said, when we shine this light, not many will, many won't appreciate it. And I just thought of this verse, Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that they may become sons of your Father who is in the heavens.
Amen.
Amen. I so appreciated this weekend. It was so wonderful to get out of the world and just come up on a high mountain and enjoy the Lord with all of you.
So I just really appreciate, you know, it feels like we have to trek back down the mountain and go back out into the world. But what I really appreciate is that we have access to this all the time. We can just turn to our spirit in the middle of our day. It doesn't matter what we're doing. We can just turn and say, Lord Jesus. We can turn and tell him, Lord, I love you. And then that way we can always be touching our spirit. And when we're struggling, we can still go to our friends. We can come to the meetings and we can come back to the conferences. Amen. May we continue loving the Lord and enjoying him.
Revelation 21:2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen.
And I'm just going to share my brief testimony here because I told the sisters I'd complete it. I told the sisters that I was struggling two sides of the fence, right? 1 foot in the world, 1 foot in the church life, and I struggled in my high school years. And unfortunately, at that time, I thought I'm just going to have to go the way of the world because I just don't fit in the church life. Well, fast forward, when I had my return back to the Lord, at some point, I had this inward sense, you need to give yourself to the church life. And I consecrated myself for 1 year. For 1 year. You know how they have all these challenges out there? This and that challenge, this, you know, I don't even want to mention what they are, but you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Listen, I want to issue you a 1 year challenge. A 1 year challenge. Now, this is maybe not for everybody, but I'll tell you this. It's for those of you who are like me, who struggled, and you felt like, world, I love all these things over here, but I really love the church life, and I really love the saints, and I really love God. What do I do? What do I do? Are you listening? I know you're looking up there. Are you listening?
Yeah.
The one-year challenge. You want to know what it is? Okay. Give the Lord 1 year to prove to you that the church life is real. That was my prayer. Lord, I give you 1 year. If this is real, you need to show me. And for this one year, I'm going to jump into the church life. I don't know what that means for you. It may mean something different for you than it meant for me. I don't even want to tell you what to do. But jump into the church life. Maybe that means you commit. I'm going to be in the young people's meeting every Saturday. Maybe it means I'm going to have morning revival, you know, at least a few times a week. I don't know what it means to you, but I would say all these practical handles that were thrown out, you know, by the brothers sharing in their testimony, grab onto some of those. I'm going to shepherd a younger one. I'm going to join myself to an older one. Whatever the Lord's stirring within you, give yourself to that for 1 year and see what happens. That's my 1 year challenge to you, okay? Jump into the church life. Okay, so a number of you are looking up here to look at the different things that are being written here. And you can copy them down or take a picture, however you want to do it, later. Please don't stand up and take pictures while I'm standing up here. Because then I start being like, you know, dodging cameras. So don't do that. Okay, the reason why we're putting this up here is for various reasons. The audio, we've already had requests. Is this going to be made available? Things like that. We have to fellowship a little bit more. But the audio for the conferences, more than likely, will be available, and it'll be available through southcentralyp.com. If you go look there tomorrow, it's not going to be there. There needs to be a little bit of, we need to have a little bit of fellowship, and then they'll probably be released. As far as the special fellowship times, I know a lot of you enjoyed those times, and you'd like to hear those that content as well. That may need a little bit extra fellowship. So we'll see when that comes out. We'll let you know, maybe send out an announcement through an email and let you know when the audio are available for those two things. As far as the verse sheets, so I mentioned to the sisters that I was going to put it and make it available online, the verse sheet that I used, and I told the brothers where to find it. It's really easy. Go to ypaustin.com and then click on the Special Fellowship tab. It'll take you directly to a Google Doc, and that's where the verse sheet is, where all the verses are. So if you want that, I had mentioned, use that during your school year. Go back, reference it, pray, read over some of those verses, especially when you feel like, whoa, things are coming in. I'm feeling like a little bit influenced by this age. I need something. Go pray, read some verses from that verse sheet, okay? But you can find it at ypaustin.com. We're going to have further fellowship, and maybe everything will be available at South Central YP, including Mauricio's verse sheet that he had, right? We'll fellowship a little bit more about how to get that. But hopefully you can find it in one of those websites. Okay, that's those conference announcements. We'll mention the name badges in just a minute. Okay, the conferences that are coming up. Okay, that's what these here are. The seniors conference is the next conference. And we apologize for the short notice. It's been under fellowship. The seniors conference used to be in June, but we didn't have it in June. So now we're going to have it in September. About a month from today, okay? So if you're ready for the next conference and you're a high school senior, you better join, right? We'll get the letter out soon, and with the registration information, that will be hosted by the church in Dallas. And it's just it's basically a 24-hour conference. So those of you who have football games on Friday nights and this and that on Friday night, it doesn't start till Saturday evening. Oh, I know, it's great. So you show up Saturday. We have a wonderful time for about 24 hours. We release you less than 24 hours because it'll be done by 3 o'clock on Lord's Day. You head back to your locality, and it's an amazing time. It's also going to be open since we had a little hiatus there, and the ones who just graduated didn't get it. So if you're one who just graduated from high school heading to college, it's still open to you as well. And then the West Texas and South Texas conferences, those are the ones we have in Odessa, and then we also have one in Laredo, and they go simultaneously. Those will be the last weekend in October, October 28th through 30th. I'm getting buzzing on my phone, so I'm going to just check to see if it's one of the brothers who's sending me a text. No? Okay. And then finally, I don't know if there's going to be any further details on the name badges, but we want to collect all these name badges, and if you look at mine, because mine comes from the Sisters Conference, it's oriented like this. If you look at the Brothers Conference, it's oriented like this. Okay, so there'll be two boxes available, one for the Sisters badges and one for the Brothers badges. Go ahead and take your paper name tag. Take the paper out of it. Okay? That way you can go ahead and make that, drop that off in the boxes. Hold on, we're not done. Those boxes will be made available in the lobby, and you can drop the name badges there. There's probably some more announcements related to lunches and things like that, so Brother Jonathan's going to come up. Still important announcements, guys.
Amen, hallelujah. Even the announcements are still part of the conference. All right, so we do have quite a few. As Brother Zeke alluded to, badges, they are oriented differently. Brothers, yours is oriented vertically, okay? Sisters, yours is oriented horizontally, okay? There'll be boxes labeled in the lobby for you to drop in your appropriate badge. So sisters, your box will be in the middle of the lobby on the circular table on the way for you to get your lunch, okay? Brothers, your box is near the front of the main entrance. There's a box there on the table labeled Brothers Badges, so go ahead and drop it there. Please keep the plastic part attached to the lanyard. I was a young person once, and you tell us to not keep it apart. We'll take it apart, We'll turn in the lanyard, but we'll miss the badge holder, okay? Something happens within 20 feet. I don't know, just that age, all right? Also, for lunch, sisters, only you are able to get the sack lunch here, all right? So make sure you grab your box, your drink, and your chips before you go. And you are welcome to eat here before you leave, all right? Brothers, you too. If you have your sack lunch with you, you are welcome to eat here. Once the sisters make their way through the line, brothers, if there's like some chips that you've been eyeing, you didn't get enough Reese's, okay, you can go and get some after the sisters have gone through, okay?
Okay, let's just make that 100% clear. Sorry, brothers.
Yeah.
So Richardson's providing lunches for the sisters who are here. So please don't go through the line, otherwise you're taking one of the sisters' lunches.
Correct. Because brothers, you already have... Yeah, brothers, you already have a sack lunch, all right? So sisters, they don't have it yet, okay? All right, really quickly, not yet. So for those who are driving, you've noticed we have a lot more people here, which means there's a lot more cars, okay? So when we exit the parking lot, we want to make right turns only so people can get through the parking lot, okay? And lastly, I'll need 15... young, healthy brothers for some chair duty. We would like to stack the chairs up in stacks of five. You please leave the first three rows untouched on this section, and this section, the two pie sections, and anything past the three rows would need to be stacked, okay? When you stack them, please, brothers, make sure they are stacked and the legs are aligned, because if you don't, the cushions of the chairs might get ruined, and you may not have these chairs to sit in next time. You might have a harder seat next time, okay? So please, when you do stack the chairs, please ensure that the legs are lined up.
You want some to raise their hand, volunteer.
So yeah, can I get some volunteers? 15 young, healthy brothers. Okay, you can stand up too. Raise your hand, either or. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I need five more. Okay, 3, 4, 5. Okay, y'all that have stand up, y'all are helping with chairs. Please stack them five high. All right, and then we'll have the sisters. You guys maybe get dismissed first to go get your sack lunch.